Ladies and gentlemen,
put your hands together.
It's something special right here. Hey, yo, you know who this is.
Baller Alert.
Welcome to the Baller Alert Show.
What it do, baby? It's OCT. The one and only Octavia, to be more exact.
Your boy Ferrari Simmons.
With your favorite Ethiopian soup solo.
This is the Baller Alert Show.
Baller Nation, welcome to another episode of the Baller Alert Show. It is I, Octavia. You know I'm with the homies.
Hey, man, it's the King Ferrari Simmons.
And it's your girl, Sue Solo.
We got a special guest with us. Go ahead, Rory. Who we got?
Oh, man, we got a superstar from Quality Control Music. Please introduce yourself, ma'am.
It's Lakia, the female girl. Y'all know what the fuck going on.
I like the confidence. Now, I stumbled upon her IG, y'all, about a couple of months ago, and I was like, damn, she's super fire. So I seen P. I saw P at the shit show one time for Big Bank and Baby Jade and the whole crew, Hannah. And I was like, yo, we need to get Lakia on the Baller Alert Show. She's super dope. And he was like, man, let's set it up. And here you are, ma'am. I want to say I'm very impressed by what you do in the music situation. Like, I'm very, very impressed. That's why you're here.
Oh, thank you. I try. Just trying to bring something different, hard.
Now, before, I know Sue Solo's going to chime in because we're going to get all in your business. I hope you understand that, okay?
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Milwaukee.
Wow.
But I live.
There's a talent coming from Milwaukee, I'm starting to see.
The Midwest got some heat.
No, in particular, Milwaukee. I know a couple of artists that's from Milwaukee. Why is Milwaukee like such a place for people to come out of talent-wise?
I think it's a hidden gem. Like, it's like nobody looking for, well, I think nobody looking for nobody in Milwaukee. Like, when people say, where are you from? And I say, I'm from Milwaukee. They be like, where that's at? You know, like, nobody Milwaukee is. So I really think it's just the culture there too. Some people say we sound like we from Detroit, from the Bay. And like, it's just that different sound. I don't know. I love it. And I'm bringing it to the industry and they seem to like it too. So.
Lakia, you called yourself the female goat. Who's the male goat?
Right now, baby. He the goat.
Good answer.
Lil baby. Okay. We got to make sure it is Lil baby, the baby.
Lil baby.
So how'd you now, get with QC?
They found me on Instagram. I did freestyles. I think my first freestyle that they saw was when JT got out. I did the first day out freestyle and he posted me, and then like 8 months later, 6 or 8 months later, I did Lil Baby We Paid, and not even a week after that he signed me.
Were you like targeting QC? Were you like, yo, I know if I kill these freestyles, they gonna come for me?
Yes.
And you did that. You manifested that win, sis.
I was manifesting it since I moved to Atlanta. I think I came in 2018. I seen a little area in the trap museum. I'm like, I want to be signed to QC. That's going to look good on my chain. And it do. So now I'm signed.
Yes, sis. Go ahead. Now,
as we read in your bio, it says single mom with 4 children.
I don't know who bio you was looking at.
I'm finna say, damn.
Where you see that at?
Oh, raised by a single mom with 4 children. Raised by a single mom. I'm over here like, what?
Look here, girl. I had your back. I was looking at the bio. I was like, I don't see that part.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show. You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show, starring Octavia March, Ferrari Simmons, and Sue Solo.
This is special cloth alert.
So are you single?
I'm not.
Oh, so you have a boyfriend?
I'm in a relationship.
Okay,
you got a girlfriend?
Who are you relationship with?
I mean, with my partner.
Is he an athlete, rapper, boxer?
Ferrari. It might not even be a he. It may be a woman. Ferrari.
Oh, is it a
woman?
Is it a she?
I'm just in a relationship, you know, a romantic relationship.
Y'all happy. Intimate. Y'all be doing the booty and stuff. Is she in a relationship?
So, okay. You blow. You,
is it
you
someone we know?
A happiness glow about
no,
you.
No. Not nobody y'all know.
Nobody we know. How many followers they got on social media, on Instagram?
Damn.
They got like less than 10,000?
Nuh-uh. We do love a low-key nigga, but no.
Nigga. Okay. All right.
That don't mean nothing, Ferrari. That don't mean it's a man.
Ferrari is, you said I'm single with four kids. Now you do.
Ferrari just putting everything out there. That rumor just started.
No, I was raised by a single mom with four kids, so yes.
What was it like in that household? I mean, did you know that you wanted to be an artist? Were you supported in that?
No. Yeah, I was like shy, very reserved. I had glasses and braces and I was reading books. Okay. I thought that I was gonna
look at that.
I don't know, get teacher or something.
Look at the glow up now, though.
Right?
We like a beautiful, smart, talented woman. It sounds like you had a good foundation. Yeah.
I was raised well, spoiled. I didn't really need for nothing. It was a rough city, but like I didn't have to see everything that was going on, you know? But my mom.
Are you the oldest, youngest? Where you falling on it?
I'm the oldest girl. I got an older brother. Yes.
How'd your mom raise you guys? Did she have to work multiple jobs? Was she very present?
My mom was present, but she definitely had to work a couple of jobs too. But now she has all her own businesses, which has led her to find, you know, like. But my mom definitely didn't, like, in the beginning, she did not support that. I used to be in the basement, like, recording in front of my TV. So she used to be like, turn that shit down, like, doing my little freestyles. Like, damn. Well,
when did she come around?
Low-key, when she saw that I was getting, like, so much love from it. And then when P picked me up, she was so excited. Her and my grandma claimed they came all the way to Atlanta to see P, and not me. It was ridiculous.
Okay, so let's talk about this music. We got a project coming out, EP. What we doing?
Okay, so are y'all sick of the tape that just came out?
Mm-hmm. I like that song with you and Gucci Mane, by the way. We gonna play that on the radio next week. We already got it up.
Oh, thank you.
But she like, damn, can we let this tape ride for a little bit?
But I'm always working on music. I'm always in the studio. It's just about timing. So we thinking about dropping another tape this summer just for content, just keep feeding everybody. But I'm always working. There's always new music in the works. So yeah.
Now there's a big wave of upcoming, I guess for now we can say, you know, underground artists, specifically females. Like hip hop is going crazy with the female lineup right now. Do you feel like this is the perfect time for you to get into the industry? Do you feel like there's a lot of competition for you?
I think it's a lot of competition, but you know, I ain't really worried or nothing. But it's a perfect time to be in the industry, bro. Like, we've never seen this many women in hip hop ever. Well, since I was born in 2001. So only person I really had was Nicki, you know, growing up. So now there's so many women coming out. It's just great to be a part of this. It's some hard girls out there, like they eating the men up. I don't know.
Facts.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I do want to ask you a question. How do you feel about the guilty verdict from yesterday's trial, the George Floyd trial?
That's going down in history. Like, I'm glad they cooked it. Can I cuss on here? Because I've been cussing.
Yes.
They cooked his ass on 420 as they should. That was the best 420 gift for us. Like, I was blazed off of him. Like,
Cried on the radio yesterday. Yep.
I couldn't help it. So we were doing our afternoon show, Rari and Sue at 2 on Street Sound 45, and we were actually watching it in real time. So we're live on air and they're giving the verdict at the same time. We're on the mic, but looking at the TV, and I just broke down. I mean, to hear guilty, guilty, guilty. And I don't have kids, but I just started thinking about my friends' kids and my nieces and nephews and how life has the potential to look so different for them when they're of a driving age or a drinking age. Like, they may not have to have those same type of interactions, or if they do, at least we know that there's been reform, you know, and there's going to be justice. So, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, that shit broke me down yesterday. I had so many emotions. It was 420. It was Taco Tuesday. It was goddamn Judgment Day. I mean, it was just a lot. It was a lot going on.
A lot keeps happening in the world. Like 2020 and this year was crazy.
It's crazy. But you know, we just got to keep going, keep moving. You know, this small little thing is really not a super big victory, you know, to celebrate. I mean, we're really just asking people to treat us equally. You know what I'm saying?
It's happening since the beginning of time, you know, just back.
Can we do Baller Mail, OCT? Can we go to commercial and come back and do Baller Mail?
For sure. Baller Nation, y'all keep it locked. We're going to be right back with Baller Mail. And we're going to get Lakia's take on it. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show. You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show, starring Octavia March, Ferrari Simmons, and Sue Solo.
This is Special Cloth Alert.
Message. Hey, we are back to my favorite part of Baller Alert, the Baller Alert Show with OCT, Sue Solo, Ferrari Simmons, and our lucky, beautiful guest, Lakia, who says she's in a relationship and won't tell me with who. Dear Rari, I'm pregnant and I don't know who the baby belongs to. I'm not in a relationship, so I move freely. I'm not hoeing around at all, but I occasionally still sleep with my ex here and there. I did recently sleep with my coworker around 3 to 4 times, and I had a weird, crazy night with my boss, parentheses, one time. I missed my time of the month and got tested, and I'm pregnant. I don't know where to start. Help me.
What? Now, Lakia's over there clutching her pearls.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out. She
Who's
got
ready.
He said she not holding around, then she slept with the ex, the boss, and the baby daddy.
Yeah, the ex, the boss, and her coworker.
Well, I don't know where to start either.
You need help. Come on. What you got?
I'm going to say we're going to start in chronological order. So who was it first? It was the boss?
She said, I still occasionally sleep with my ex here and there. I did recently sleep with my coworker 3 to 4 times, and I had a weird, crazy night with my boss one time.
Okay, so there's no order. I really think it probably could be the ex, because, you know, when you fucking around with the ex and he a sneaky link, you know, anything can happen.
They probably raw dogging because it's the ex.
The ex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a connection, like they've been through it before. So it's the ex.
It's the ex, Sue.
Just get it on him. Yeah.
I agree with Lakia 100%. The ex is, that's where my vibe is going. Anytime you keep going back to the ex, it's probably the same man that you was having raw sex with. So when you go back, who finna put the condom on? Like, y'all not putting the condom on at that point.
OCT.
Same. Rory, I'm just curious to know
Well, I'm glad you goddamn asked me my goddamn answer, OCT. Listen here, baby. You say you're pregnant and you don't know who the baby belongs to. Let's do the process of elimination. You say you still sleep with your ex here and there, but then you slept with your coworker here and there, because 3 to 4 times doesn't necessarily mean 3 to 4 times in 1 week, boo. Then you had a crazy night with your boss. I actually think it's your boss. You had a weird, crazy night with your boss. A weird, crazy night means no protection, okay? And it's all
okay.
You probably busted in that vagina probably 5 to 6 times because you had a weird, crazy night. The guy who's your coworker is probably a little more careful because you might be just his side chick. And we're not going in the side chick raw, okay? That's just for a good time. That's temporarily. So he probably did not have sex with you raw. And the ex probably got a girlfriend or boyfriend. Who knows what's going on out here in these streets? So he probably not having sex with you raw. I think it's the boss, because the boss had a weird, crazy night. Y'all probably was on some lean. Y'all probably was on some weed. Probably was on something super crazy. Crazy night. You missed your period because that's the last thing that you said. And you put the... She put the hand over the face emoji next to that. That means it's him.
Wow.
The boss. And stop saying you're not holding around. Listen, baby, that is not my vagina. That is your vagina. You have the right to open your legs to whoever you want, as long as they are careful. They're careful. But
I like,
don't say you're not holding around and you're doing hoish activities, okay? You could just kept that whole sentence out. Don't even say I'm not holding around when you giving us hoish activities. Just...
Ooh.
Don't even mention that. You feel me? It's your vagina, and however you want to share it with other people, it's okay with me. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're being safe and you're protecting yourself. It seems like your ass ain't protecting yourself. So now you got something that's going to be a lifelong obligation.
I think,
and I'm going to pray to you.
I think the first dude she should have take a paternity test is the one who got the most to lose, the one who's going to shut the hell up about it, the one who's going to take the paternity test and not run his mouth. Whoever, it could be the boss, it could be the coworker. I don't care who it is. Whoever got the most to lose, that's how you do the process of elimination. Because if you go to the loudmouth one, he gonna tell everybody, and then he gonna fuck around and not even be the daddy.
That might be the ex, maybe, because you know he an ex for a reason. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
The coworker and the boss, they could be in other relationships.
The boss,
Lakia. If you could have any baby daddy in the world, Lakia, who would it be?
Dead or alive.
If you could have any baby daddy, who would it be? Or baby mama. Yo, hold on. She said she don't want no baby. You don't want no baby, you said?
I don't want no lifelong patience.
All right. Tell these lovely folks that's tuning in how to follow you and all that good stuff. And are we going to have another project coming out in the summer, yes or no?
Yes.
Do I need to call Pete and tell him to go ahead and make that happen?
Tell him right now, we need another tape out. We bored with In Due Time. He gonna put me in the studio.
I know, that's right.
Where can we follow you at?
Follow me everywhere at Lakeia. That's all my socials. LAKEYAH.
Is that your real name?
It is. Oh. I went viral with my name, Lakeia. I'm like, I'm not changing this. I can't even...
I
think it goes to show like your real name is kind of best because they won't stop calling Young Miami Carisha.
And she did not like that.
Respect my sis. She don't want to
Carisha. I like that name.
That's what people say that they like Carisha better than Young Miami, but her stage name is Young Miami.
It's like when people call me Suzanne, if I just hear the name Suzanne and I don't even know who's saying it, I feel like initially I'm like, oh, this must be somebody I really know, like somebody from like my childhood. And I turn around and it's a whole different stranger ass motherfucker. I'm like, hold on, like you don't need to call me Suzanne. Like
somebody's,
my name is Sue.
Somebody's son that you kissing on? Never mind. Lakeia, go ahead and finish.
I mean, that son can call me whatever he want to call me.
Anything.
Go ahead and finish and tell us how to follow you.
Follow me everywhere at Lakeia. You know, y'all see me everywhere, the female goat. Subscribe to me on YouTube. I'm coming out with more music, more videos. Y'all know we damn near shooting the whole project again. And I'm just keep content coming. And hopefully I'm back on this because I got some words for Ferrari because he just did too much.
We appreciate you for joining us on the Baller Alert Show. Rory, you got a parting word for us?
I do got Rory's pack of free bands because, you know, I am part of the male Future fan base, which is called Future Hive. And it is guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty. That motherfucking white man is guilty. And we ain't done, y'all. We're not done. I'm not trying to get all serious, but we're not done because he still got to get sentences. And from what I've heard, it's not going to be consecutively, meaning like he got three charges and each charge is going to be, when one charge is done, it's going to start the next charge. All of them are going to be at the same time. So now the judge has a responsibility to give him the appropriate sentencing. And now I've learned that the police officer, what's his name, Derek Chauvin, he has no priors. So you only do 2/3 of your sentence. So if he gets 20 years, he's going to get out in 8. You feel what I'm saying? So we got to make sure this judge, and we got to stay on point and pay attention to how much time this judge is going to get this man. He need to get at least 50 years. Well, we all know in this side of America, you did what I'm saying, it's going to be a little different. So, he's guilty, though.
Life
is what he needs.
Yep,
for sure. Till next time. Peace.
Let's go, Lakeia.
Baller Alert. Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms @Baller Alert or log on to BallerAlert.com.